Hi, welcome to another Simple Step here on the Blended Family Coaching Show. I remember some really great date nights over the past 21 years of marriage with Kim. There was the time that we drove to the beach and sat in the back of my truck with sleeping bags and watched the sunset. Or one time we went mountain biking and packed a picnic. Or a number of times when the kids were younger, we got them all to bed and then fixed a late night candlelit dinner for just the two of us. Now, last week on the podcast, we shared about the trapped teammate and the stranded stranger experience. It's a struggle that every blended family couple we've worked with experiences. And if you missed it, you might want to go back to last week's episode and listen in. Now, guess what the best preventive medicine is to ease the tension that comes with feeling trapped or stranded? In a nutshell, it's date night. Well, actually, it's your intentional and consistent investment into your romantic relationship. Let's face it, family life is busy, and due to a multitude of dynamics, blended family life is extra busy. And because you have so many demands for your energy and attention and time from kids and stepkids and even former spouses, it's possible that your romantic relationship is what ends up on the back burner, getting a bit lukewarm. That doesn't mean your intentions toward each other are bad. It often just feels like something that happens. Maybe it even feels like it's out of your control. But the truth is, with just a little attention and intentionality, you can rekindle your romance. And when you do, you'll actually be protecting your marriage from the damage that the trapped teammate, stranded stranger dynamic can bring. You see, when Kim and I got to pull away on those date nights that I described earlier, and many more over the years, it created a sense of connection and teamwork and closeness that gave us both an ability to show empathy and compassion when the other one was feeling trapped or stranded. Our romantic relationship was directly correlated to the impact the trapped and stranded dynamic had on us in everyday life. When romance was up and we were connected, the tension of the dynamic came down. But when romance was down, guess what? The tension went up. And this reality isn't just about our personal experience. Stepfamily expert Patricia Papernow says, connection and intimacy when we're stuck has to come from feeling into each other's experience and from creating moments of caring in the midst of the challenge. It's very difficult to feel into each other's experience if you aren't regularly connected. Look, the research shows that when romance is thriving in your marriage, all kinds of tensions are reduced. So, before you go to bed tonight, find a spot on your calendar to plan a date night or a date day with your spouse. And don't talk about work or your budget or parenting or the trouble with the ex. Just find a few minutes to genuinely connect about your recent wins, about your hopes for the future, or just simply dreaming together about what could be. And then, next week, do it again. After just a little while, you might be amazed at how the tension starts to reduce. Hey, thanks for joining me today. I gotta go. I gotta get to a date night with Kim. Hey, I hope you have a great week, and we'll see you back here in 2 weeks for another Simple Step.